I'd just like to say that we're very proud of what he was doing over there. We're all a bit shocked. We never really thought it would actually happen to us, you know, or Mervyn. But yeah, we're just very proud of him, and just hope people understand what's going on over there and why he was over there. And we're just all a bit shocked. He actually just sent us a postcard earlier this month about how things were going over there, and he was really happy, and he's due to get married next year and start his own family. And we're all pretty shocked at the whole situation.
What was he like as a bloke?
Oh, Mervyn was a hell of a guy. He was he would always do things for you. He was always sending stuff to my kids. You know, he really wanted to start a family. You know, he's just a very big family person, Mervyn. He had a heart of gold, and yeah, we just can't believe he's gone. Dad was also really proud of him, but unfortunately, Dad passed away 2 months ago as well. So we've been dealing with that at the same time now. Well, now we've got to deal with Mervyn passing as well. But if, I know if Dad was here, he'd be extremely proud of what Mervyn's achieved and who he was.
Is he a fellow who always wanted to be in the army?
Yeah, him and my younger brother were always, well, in and out of the army. I think Percy, my brother, got out of the army a long time ago. He's doing other things, but Mervyn got out for 4 years or a couple of years, and then he went back in because that's what his career was. He was lost without the army, and he always loved the army and what they did and the camaraderie, and he was definitely always going to have his career there.
Did Mervyn express any concerns about being in Afghanistan, especially he was on 6 tours?
No, he never did. He sort of, we were led to believe that it wasn't all that dangerous because he never really talked about it that much. He showed us footage of what he was doing, you know, his training, how he'd train and flying on these helicopters, and yeah, but you know, nothing that you get on YouTube, you know, what you can see, you can probably look it up, but
How would you like him to be remembered?
He had a heart of gold. He was, you know, he was always trying to make sure that we were okay. He'd always try and visit us. He was just such a top guy, and he's just always one of those people that would always pick you up and help you and just let you know he was there, but now he's not there, you know, so he's going to be surely sorely lost by all of us. I just want him to be remembered.